As we are preparing for Lag BaOmer, I'd like to share with you some consciousness and understanding and what we can do to prepare for the most powerful connection, and also as it relates to hopefully inspiring all of us to do even more to bring the great light of the Zohar to the world. We know that the seed moment of any revelation, of any light, is its most powerful. In the seed, you can have everything. You have to awaken everything. For us, Lag BaOmer is the birth, the renewal of the birth of the light of the Zohar. The light that is going to be revealed to us and to the world on this Lag BaOmer is different than what was revealed last Lag BaOmer and this past year. So there has to be a renewal of connection, a renewal of light as it relates to our connection to the Zohar. And I want to remind myself and all of us something that the Rav, my father, made clear throughout his life. I remember countless and countless moments around the dissemination of the Zohar, the light of the Zohar in the world, the joy the Rav showed when the first English translation volumes went to print, the joy the Rav had and the desire the Rav had to send Zohar certainly to all the places in the world that were experiencing or have seeds of darkness within them. And I was thinking and reflecting about my relationship with the Zohar, especially as it relates to the Rav, my father. And I've shared this before, and I've shared this in some of our books, but sometime after the Rav left this physical world, I had a dream with the Rav. And in that dream, the Rav did not tell me something I did not know before, I didn't hear before. But for me, it was, you know, the Rav would use this phrase often, an ancient phrase, makkeh bepatish. It was the final blow that really crystallized forever for me my understanding around the Zohar, and I hope it does this for you as well. In this dream that I had after the Rav left this physical world, the Rav came to me and said, "It's all about the Zohar. It's all about the Zohar." A very simple phrase. And that's something, again, that I was new because I had heard this and experienced this for years upon years with the Rav. But hearing it in that way, with the clarity of voice that the Rav had, for me was the culmination, crystallization of a truth that I hold on to forever. And therefore, I want all of us, as we come to this Lag BaOmer, to really awaken this clarity that everything that we came to do in this world, both individually, and all the goodness and light that we need to reveal in our world, all comes back to the light within the Zohar. And therefore, at the foundation of the center's work, and hopefully of each of our individual work, is both to connect to the light of the Zohar and to do everything we can to disseminate its light in the world. The light of the Zohar, and specifically as it's reawakened for us on Lag BaOmer, is the light to live a life beyond the realm of nature. Yes, the world goes on in its path, and if we're not careful, our life goes in a routine. But that's not why we are in this world. We are in this world to create a life for ourselves and a change in the world that is beyond nature. The most powerful tool that we have for that is the light of the Zohar. And therefore, as we prepare for Lag BaOmer, as we prepare on Lag BaOmer, this has to be our focus. I want to live a life beyond nature. I want my blessings to be beyond the norm. I want our world to be elevated out of its normal state of chaos into a higher realm of light and blessings and peace and goodness. And I know that the most powerful tool that I have, that we have, that the world has, is the light of the Zohar. And that's what we want to awaken. With that, I'm reminded of something Rav Ashlag told his students in the early years of their study. Rav Ashlag, as many of you know, the founder of the center, the first person to really reveal all the secrets of the Zohar to the world. He says to his students who were studying with him, "I want you to know that more powerful than your study with me, more powerful than your study of the Zohar, is anything that you can do to assist its dissemination to the world." More important, they were studying with the greatest Kabbalist, certainly of our century, or of centuries, maybe ever. But he said, the study, powerful, important, not to diminish its importance, but not as powerful, and therefore not as able to awaken a life beyond nature as what you can do. In his days, it was both giving, donating to the printing of the original translation of Rav Ashlag, the Sulam with the Zohar, and also going around the world to disseminate the books, the light of the Zohar, more powerful than any personal connection that you have. And of course, it makes all the sense. We know in Kabbalistic terms, there's two forces, receiving and sharing. And receiving is important. We all enjoy receiving. We all do receive both physical and spiritual gifts. But where is the greatest light? That which we share. So certainly as that comes to our relationship with the Zohar, how will you be more connected to the essence of the light of the Zohar? On this Lag BaOmer, and for the rest of your life, certainly for the rest of the year, to be able to live a life beyond the norm. Yes, you have to make your connection, your study, your constant, hopefully daily connection to the Zohar. But more powerful than that, to connect to the Zohar, is asking yourself, what am I doing to bring this light to others? Because by bringing the light of the Zohar to others, I will awaken more of the light of the Zohar for me than any level of connection that I personally receive from it. And therefore, Rav Ashlag told the students the simple truth. Important that you study, that you connect to this great light in order to bring great blessings into your life. But more powerful is what are you doing on a consistent basis to bring this light to others, to bring this light to the world. And I'm also reminded of something that I mention often, but it's important, especially as we are preparing our soul, our vessel, for Lag BaOmer. The Rav, in his early years of studying with his teacher, Rav Brandwein, asked him a very straightforward question. We know that Kabbalistically, and those certainly who were true Kabbalists, as Rav Brandwein, and as the Rav developed into, there is what's called Kabbalah Masit. You can call it magic. It's translated as practical Kabbalah. And the Rav, when he began, he understood two things from Rav Brandwein. One, that it's important to study, but second, that it's more important to raise money and to disseminate this wisdom. So as the Rav began that process, really for the first time in his life, trying to raise money to have people dedicate the publication of the Zohar, he asked his teacher, Rav Brandwein, he says, can I tell them that you will use practical Kabbalah, maybe amulets, all kinds of different things that I can give them, that I can promise them, if they help the support, the dissemination of the Zohar, that you will do for them. Rav Brandwein corrected the Rav, and hopefully awakens for all of us a very important consciousness. He says, I don't deal with practical Kabbalah. I'm sure he knew it. I'm sure he could deal with it. He says, basically, because I don't need to. Because I have a much more powerful tool. He says, a crazy phrase to the Rav. You can promise anybody who assists in the dissemination of the light of the Zohar in the world, financially or otherwise, anything they want. We don't need practical Kabbalah. All we need is the dissemination, to be involved in the dissemination of this greatest light in the world. I'm saying for myself, for all of us, why am I excited for this Lag BaOmer? Because I am going to deepen my commitment and hopefully my ability, and then in the next 12 months, actually manifesting greater dissemination. Why? Because I remember what Rav Brandwein, the great Kabbalist, told the Rav. You don't need magic, you don't need practical Kabbalah. You want to have the blessings, whatever area, health, business, family, spiritual development. Don't need any magic or tools other than one question. How much more can I do to disseminate this great light of the Zohar in the world? And then, as in the words of Rav Brandwein, promise yourself anything. Promise yourself anything. And therefore, as we come to Lag BaOmer, I want to awaken all of us to a greater commitment. Do whatever you can, especially in the days leading up to Lag BaOmer, on Lag BaOmer. Not because, you know, it's the right thing to do, it's a powerful thing to do, it's a spiritual thing to do, but I need to live a life beyond nature. One solution. What am I doing to bring the Zohar to one more person, to 100 more people, to 1,000 more people, to 1,000,000 more people? We set a goal to disseminate 1,000,000 Zohars, a crazy, outlandish number, but we have reached almost halfway towards that goal. We have so far this year disseminated over 400,000 Zohars. The Zohar tells us, "Besifra da yifkun Yisrael migaluta." This is the tool, This is the light that will change both our individual lives and our world. All we need to do is to dedicate and rededicate and re-energize ourselves in all ways that we can to get the light of the Zohar revealed in the world for our family, for our friends, for the rest of humanity. And therefore, I call upon all of us. One of the important focuses for the center, for our students in this Lag BaOmer, is not just the general dissemination, but also to make sure that every one of our students is inspired and awakened, to make sure that every single one of their family members, near and far, every single one of their friends has a Zohar. So I ask you to practically make a commitment that there will not be one member of your family that doesn't have at least the Zohar or the sacred Zohar or the set. Not one friend of yours that does not have a Zohar, a sacred Zohar, a Pinchas Zohar, a sacred Zohar, or the set, or the amulet, or the locket with the Zohar. We have to make a greater commitment, because as we look in the world, it is clear that there are no practical solutions. Yes, you have to work in the natural physical world to try to find solutions, but the true solution is the revelation of the greatest light of the Creator through the Zohar in our world. And therefore, the greatest preparation for ourselves individually is to make sure that we do everything we can and redouble our efforts physically, spiritually, to bring the light of the Zohar to the world. And therefore I call upon, as I remember the words of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the words of Rav Ashlag, the words of Reb Brandwein, I call upon every single one of us, including myself, do more, give more. There's nothing more powerful that we can do, that we must do for ourselves, for our family, and for the world, is to do everything we can, whether it's through donation, whether it's through volunteering in the Zohar Project, whether it's through our own connection, but make sure that you're making a commitment to do more. And Bezrat Hashem, with these commitments and with these actions of donation, of volunteering, of dissemination, we will see in our own lives and in the world a change manifested by the great light of the Zohar. Besifra da yifkun min galuta. Only through the revelation of the light of the Zohar into the world will our own lives and our world be transformed from a world of chaos, of darkness, into a world of light and goodness, Bezrat Hashem. Chag Sameach.